Hello, TriCon. My name is Sam Anderson. I'm in 11th grade, and I go to Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School. Going into this trip to Texas, I was unaware of what to expect and what was the what would await me. When we first arrived at the church that we were going to stay at, my group was the first to arrive, and there were three guys that came out to greet us. One was named Alex, who spoke no English at all. The other two were Jonathan and Nick, who were our directors and spoke fluent English. Jonathan was complimenting our church for coming to meet them because they told us that other people have tried to come down to Texas, but they were afraid of the lack of security that they believed existed there. And I never felt like there was a lack of security there, and I never felt scared for my life because, well, except for when Xander and I went for a run one morning and a dog crossed the street to chase us. I turned around and he was already gone, like 20 feet in front of me, and I was like, oh, gotta go. On our first day of work, our group and Paul's group were in charge of moving lots of dirt, which is like five huge piles, and it was dreadful. I mean, well, we did get to work alongside his Jonathan's younger brother, Sebas, who was 18 years old, so he was like most of us on this trip. And he was very friendly and was a lot of fun to talk to, and our group got to bond with him a lot on the trip. Meeting people like him on the trip just made my trip much more meaningful, and everyone there in Texas was so happy to have us. For about the third or fourth day in a row, they invited us back to Jonathan's parents' house and to eat more Mexican food. It was so good. I decided to reach out and try to talk to Sebas's dad, Hugo, because I've already talked to him, Jonathan, and Nick, and I decided to reach out to his father because he spoke no English, and it was a struggle because for like 20 minutes he was like, oh, the clouds, yeah, the sun, and we just talked about that for 20 minutes, and it was so difficult. And so luckily his daughter walked outside, and he's like looking at her like, please come over here, and like she came over, and it was so awesome that she came over because I could actually communicate with him because she could translate it for him and for me, and because she was fluent in both languages. And he wanted to tell me about his first interaction with God and Christianity, and the fact that he could just tell me that, and I'm just a random kid from another state, you know, I just thought that was very meaningful. He told me when he was about 3 years old, his family introduced him to his very first movie. He's never watched TV ever, and this is his first time watching it. And they made him watch the story of Jesus. Hugo told me that when they got to the part when they were whipping him on the cross, he thought that the people whipping him was like they were whipping him, not Jesus. And so he started to cry because he thought that they were hitting him. And then he told me that he cried for days. And then his family came together to try to support him, make him feel better. And they couldn't do anything. So his grandmother took him into another room and began to spank him. And he said he didn't feel anything. He said that all he could feel was the whipping and his back, and he said that he believed until he was 18 years old that if he did not behave and, you know, pretend like he didn't believe in God or Jesus, that people wouldn't whip him. And so he was just in hiding his whole life, and he was scared. He said that when he met his wife, when he was 18 years old, that she gave him the Bible and showed him how he resurrected, and people wouldn't kill him if he showed what he believed in. And he said that that changed his life because to this day he still tries to help people by giving them Bibles and making sure that they don't go through the struggles that he had. And I thought that that was very meaningful to go through. I thank all of you for allowing me to go on this trip because without you guys, I would never be able to hear these stories and see the look on people's faces and how happy they were to see us and help us work, and for me to talk to Hugo so I could have my life change also. Thank you.